y'all youth to come on to the choir stand. Y'all youth to come on to the choir stand. Sing a song that you all know, familiar with, and participate on program. Amen. Come on, y'all. Let's give our children a hand clap of praise while they're coming. Amen. Amen. Bless you, young people. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Doxology, praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Lift every voice and ring with the harmony of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise as the listening is cast. Let every sound roll us a rolling sea, sing your song. Stormy the road, stormy
Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for life, health, and strength. We thank God for your many blessings that thine just continue to pour in our lives. Thank you, God, for touching us early this morning and clothing us and keeping us in our right minds and to live to see this wonderful day. Now, Master, we come to your throne of grace and mercy, confessing our sins, which are many. Your word has declared that we all have sinned and fallen short of your glory. So, God, we confess our mess. Have mercy upon us. Now, God, we just pray that thine, the Lord, will continue to purge our hearts with the spirit of hyssop, creating us a new heart and renew a right spirit within us. Now, Master, we just pray that thine will bless every person up under the sound of my weak voice, moving their life like it never moved before. Now, God, we lift up our children in the choir stand. We pray, God, that thine, the Lord, will get them a double portion of your anointing. We pray, God, for your Shekinah glory right now to fall fresh upon them. We lift up our musicians before you, God. Have thine way in their lives. As we come, God, to worship you in spirit as well as in truth, we come, God, right now expecting thine to move in our lives. Have thine way this morning. We claim the victory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Everybody say, bless, 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 bless. Everybody say, bless, 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 yes, bless. We're blessed, we're blessed, we're blessed, we're blessed, we're blessed, we're blessed when we come and when we go. Strongholds, weakness, and power beneath my seat. But the devil is defeated. We are blessed. Everybody say, bless, 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 bless. I'm blessed. You're blessed. Everybody say, bless, 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 bless. Oh, we're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the fields. We're blessed when we come and when we go. We can find every stronghold, sickness, and power beneath my seat. But the devil is defeated. We are blessed. Say, late, late in the midnight. God, God's gonna, hey, it's gonna wreck you. Oh, say, late, late in the midnight. God, God's going to, yeah, it's going to wreck your baby. Oh, everybody say, bless, 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 bless. I'm blessed, you're blessed. Everybody say, bless, 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 bless. Oh, we're blessed in the city, we're blessed. We're blessed when we come and when we go. We can bow every stronghold, sinking and poverty must cease. Whatever is defeated, we are blessed. Say, late, late in God, it's gonna wreck your baby. Just you wait and see. Now say, wait, God, and God more. And around, and around, and around, and around. Say yeah, 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 yeah. Say yeah, 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 yeah. Say yeah, yeah, yeah. Say yeah, 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 yeah. Say lately, God, hey, it's gonna wreck you. Oh, say it, God, and around. And around, 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 and around. Oh, say yeah, 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 yeah. Say yeah, 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 yeah. Say yeah, 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 yeah. Say yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, say late, late in the midnight, God, God's gonna turn, yeah, it's gonna wreck you. Oh, say late, late in the midnight, God, God's gonna turn, yeah, it's gonna wreck you. Oh, we're blessed in the city, we're blessed in the fields, we're blessed when we come and when we go. Stronghold, sickness, and power beneath my seat. But the devil is defeated. We are blessed.
Good morning, everybody. I'll be reading Philippians 4, verse 13. I am all through him who gives me strength through him. Philippians 4, 13. Good morning, members and guests. We pause at this time to recognize our guests who are worshiping with us in the sanctuary or Facebook or on YouTube as we celebrate our Yeast Sunday. If any of our guests in the sanctuary would like to greet us, you may do so at this time. Everyone is at home, and we hope you enjoy the service. I call your attention to pages 5, 6, and 7 of the bulletin. Please read the bulletin and add your announcements to your calendar. Please enjoy activities and events celebrating Heart Health Month, Black History Month, and other observations. We pause here to ask Mrs. Odessa Jones to please stand. We congratulate Mrs. Jones as she will be receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award, the highest award presented to the NAACP. She will be receiving the award, the NAACP Annual Banquet, on Saturday, April 5th, 2025, at 6 p.m. at the Enterprise Civic Center. Please see Mrs. Odessa Jones or any NAACP member to purchase your ticket. Congratulations to Mrs. Jones. Please see the February 15th edition of the Dothan Eagle Front, an excellent article saluting the John Chapel GED program led by Mrs. Jones. We ask that you remember those on the prayer list on page 6. We wish a happy birthday to those celebrating this week. February 16th, Ellen Ingram, Alexis Elston. February 20th, Sheldon Gibson. February 21st, Nathan Baxter. Destiny Migoli, and February 22nd, Andrew Purcell. Those celebrating this week, please remain seated. Everyone else, please stand. And Pastor Wright, will you please lead the singing?
Be
sing.
Happy birthday.
Come on, sing.
Bless you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Come on, sing. Come on, sing. Clap and sing. Smile and sing. There you go.
God bless you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday
to you.
There are no wedding anniversaries on record this week. These are our announcements for today. May God bless each of you.
Amen. Bless you. Thank you, Chana, for our announcements. All right. Yes, sir. Come on. Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm here to recruit, appeal. We're asking for more ushers, especially for the men. So if there are any men present that would like to usher, please see our president, Sister Vivian Johnson. She's sitting in the back. I think she's going to wave her hand. Or see Dr. Russell Nichols. He's on the door in the back. We also need youth for our second Sunday. That is the day that the youth usher. The ladies usher on first Sunday, the youth on second Sunday, the men on third Sunday, and then the ladies again on fourth Sunday. The men also usher on fifth Sunday. There are not very many in the month, so we definitely need our youth. So if there are any youth that would like to usher, talk to your parents and talk to Sister Vivian Johnson or Dr. Russell Nichol. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Brother Hazard. Thank you for the announcement. Amen, amen. Good to see you all this morning, amen. Give yourselves a hand clap of praise, amen. Amen, for pushing and fighting and making the church one more time. It has been a busy week this week, amen. Lord have mercy, we are busy, but yet we are fruitful. I'm here in our church, so thankful for all of our members being able to make their adjustment with several things this past week. Thank you all for Founders Day celebration, and thank God for Brother Simmons along with his team for having a wonderful Founders Day presentation as well as a program. Amen. Come on, y'all, let's give him and his committee another hand clap of praise. Amen, amen. Amen. Also, thank you all again for all of that on page 7. I know that you all are participating with several things on page 7. But thank you, 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 Ruth Davis, homegoing celebration. Thank you all. Thank you.
Thank you. YPD, Super Bowl, thank you all. All right, so let us govern ourselves according to our announcements. Good to see Sister Moore, amen. And Brother Moore, amen. Here with us this morning. Let's get a newlywed as a hand clap of praise. Amen. Yeah. Good to see you. Good to see you. Thank God that you all are here in church. Amen. Ready. Ready. All right. Announcements. We've done announcements. Thank you, Jeremiah, for the scripture reading. Thank you, Reverend Huggins Jr. All right, well, let us, while we're preparing to give in our tithes and offering, y'all pray with me. All right, while I try to go in. Amen. Let us stand. Let us stand. Let us stand. Let us stand. Sister White, I need you to meet me over here. I need your help real quick. Amen. A lot of stuff going on. Let us stand. Have meet and greet real quick. Meet and greet real quick. Meet and greet real quick. Meet your neighbor. Shake your neighbor hand. Real quick. Amen. Brush yourself real quick. Amen. Now to lift up our tithes and offering. Good to see you all this morning. Let me give this side a spoon full of sugar. Amen. Let me give this side a spoon full of sugar. Y'all ready? Mwah, love you all. Let me give this side a spoon full of sugar. And the poop here. Mwah, love you all. All right. They say it takes you about 15 minutes to run around and shaking everybody's hand and hugging everybody. So, amen. All right, you ready, officers? Let's prepare now in our giving. We want our members to make sure that we are giving and our tithes and our offering. We're so thankful for our guests being here this morning. Amen. Come on, y'all, let's give our guests another hand clap of praise. Amen. 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 Good to see you all. Good to see you all. When you come to John's Chapel, we're going to love you. No matter who you are, where you have been, or what you look like, you're going to be loved here in our church. The church with unconditional love. Not just words on a piece of paper, Brother Chris, but words that flow from our hearts, mind, and soul. You are at the right place at the right time. Come on, y'all. Let's give our guests another hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. All right. Repeat after me. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. Come on, let us stand all over the church. We're going to follow the leadership of our ushers. Let us come around and give. Come on, let's give our young people another hand clap of praise. Good to see them. Good. Thank God for them being able to participate. Now, next Sunday is our Divine Nine Sunday at 2 o'clock. Asking all our members, whether our guests, to participate with our Divine Nine celebration at 2 o'clock p.m. here at our church. We're going to ask our mass choir to be available to sing about 2 songs, Our Power, Our Elder, be prepared to preach. We're going to have to pull it together. Amen. We'll do well. Bless you. Sister Demby, how are you? Brother Demby, how are you? Good to see you all. You look good. Yeah. Good. Good. Hello, family. Look at you. Good to see you. Yeah. Are we ready? Where you all want me? Down there. Okay, here I come. Okay. Ready, pray?
Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born from God and knows God. Who does not love does not know God, because God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 through 8.
Let's give our children another hand clap of praise. Thank God for them. And our director, Sister Moore, amen, for doing an outstanding job with our children. Thank you, parents, for making adjustment with our babies. Amen. Amen. More to come. Okay, they're here. All our children, where are they? Amen. They are scattered, okay? Changing out. Michael, how you doing? Good to see you, my friend. Good. Well, Mike, how you doing? Good to see you, yeah. All right. Young men here, amen? I'd like for all the men to please stand. Look at the men who are here on Sunday morning, amen? Come on, men, you all stand up. There you go, yeah. Yeah, good. There you go, be able to stand. There you go. All right, hold that baby high. There you go. Oh, so I got a haircut, too. The baby got him a haircut. There you go. Good job. Miss Reddick, how you doing? Good to see you. Good. Where the baby? Oh, there he is. Yeah. There you go. All right. 1 Timothy. The 4th chapter. First Timothy, the fourth chapter. Sister Hammond, you know that? You know this song? Because of who you are. You all singing it. Y'all sing it because
of who you are. I give you glory. Because of who I give you praise. Because of who you are. My friends,
Yes, God, yes.
My provider. Oh,
yes.
Jehovah needs me. Lord, you reign in victory. Reign in victory. Jehovah Shah. My prince. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for your glory. We thank you right now for your power. We thank you right now for just being an awesome God. Now, God, we come praying that thine will speak to me and speak through me. This is your time, this is your place, and these are your people. So have thine way. Help me while I try to help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Brent. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. On 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, the 12th verse. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Amen. 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, the 12th verse. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Quickly using for a subject this morning for our youth, the time is now. Amen. Look to your neighbor, to your left, and say, neighbor, my good neighbor, the time is now. Look to your neighbor, to your right, and say, neighbor, my sure enough good neighbor, the time is now. Amen. The ushers, let me see it. Thank you, ushers, for serving this morning. The time is now. For a few minutes, we're going to talk about decisions, discipline, and determination. Our three D's this morning: decisions, discipline, and determination for church flow. The time is now. 1 Timothy 4 and 12. Decisions, discipline, determination. Thank you, Brother Brent. Devontae, thank you all. Thank you. Decisions, discipline, determination. For church flow, go ahead and post it. Put it on Facebook. If you TikTok, put it on there. Amen. Twitter, Instagram, use social media. Amen. Decisions, discipline, determination. The time is now. Black history is more than just a collection of stories. It is a testimony of faith. Black history is more than just a collection of stories. It is a testimony of purpose and love. Young people, you all are not just the future. You are the present. Let me say that one again. Young people, you are not just the future. You are the present. We stand on the shoulders of giants, of individuals who have paved the way so that we can have a very productive and effective life. And I want to encourage you, young people, by letting you know that the same God that is using us is the same God who has a desire of using you this morning. Black history is more than just a collection of stories. It's a testimony of faith, purpose, and love. Never lose sight of that. You're able to see how God was able to use young people during the civil rights movement. Whenever God wanted to do something that was very effective throughout this dying world, quite often he used young people. Never think that you are too young for God to use you. God is not looking for a perfect individual. God is looking for a person who's willing to operate out of faith and obedience. And whenever you're able to operate out of faith and obedience, God will use you in a very effective way. In our text this morning, Paul is trying to encourage Timothy, trying to keep Timothy on course as Timothy tried to lift up the bloodstained banner of Jesus the Christ. Paul said, let no man despise thy youth. Point number one is decision. Decisions deals with actions, choices, judgment. We can demonstrate our obedience to God through the choices we made. Your age doesn't limit your impact. As children of the living God, we can demonstrate our obedience to God through the choices we made. Paul told Timothy, let no man despise thy youth. Paul is trying to encourage Timothy while other folk around Timothy were trying to discourage him from participating in the church. Timothy, about the age of 30, and Paul highlighted him as being connected to the youth. Paul, at the age of 70 plus, and telling Timothy, while you're still young, don't allow anyone to try to kill your vibe concerning the ministry that God has placed you in. Paul is ready to pass on the torch to Timothy. But Timothy, being timid, a little shaky, a little scared, because he's mindful that in the course of doing what God has called him to do, that there's some people will always criticize and find fault in your efforts. And Timothy didn't want to get hurt in the process. So Paul is trying to encourage Timothy to still stay on course. Because at the end of the day, you got to give an account to God and not to the pastor. You got to stand before God and allow God, amen, to read off the roll and read off the work and the labor that you have rendered down through the years. So that's why Paul said the first word is let. In other words, Timothy, you got to make a decision. You got to make a choice. It's up to you, Timothy. You can allow the people to stop you, or you can allow the people to push you to do what God has called you to do. And whenever we study our history as Ebony Hugh, we will see how we allow the people to push us to get things done. Is there anybody in here this morning who can testify that when people said that you couldn't do it, when people try to hold you down, that's when God empower you in order to get that task done? Lord have mercy. Is there anybody in here this morning who can have hindsight, who can look back over their life just for about 30 seconds and reminisce back in the past how people thought that they had their foot on your neck, but because you stayed in prayer and you told God about it and God showed up and showed out in your life, he strengthened you when you were down and out, and now look at you. God has blessed you down through the years. So he said, now, Timothy, don't let the folk upset you. Your young people, don't let the people upset you. You let God use you right now. Don't wait till you get to be 60, 70, 80, 90 years old. Paul encouraged Timothy to let God use you while you still can see good, hear good, speak good, walk good, and run good, amen? You don't want to wait till you get to be like Reverend White. Lord have mercy. You got to hold on to the wall when you wake up in the morning. You understand what I'm saying? You want to let God use you right now. I said, but be thou an example of the believers. Point number two is discipline. Correction, practice, training. God allows some things to happen to us in order to train us. Be an example in every area of life. But be thou an example of the believers. So Paul telling Timothy, he said, Timothy, you have been through it. You have been through many valleys, experienced many potholes. You have been up and you have been down. He said, Timothy, you've been through the fire. You've been tried, tested, and proven. You have what it takes. And he telling Timothy, don't you put your head down in front of other folk. When you come to the church, you come with the boldness of understanding, great is he that's in you than he that's in the world. He said, Timothy, you are an example before other folk. He said, Timothy, they don't have what you have. In school, Timothy, they don't understand the way that you understand. They're not able to tap into the power that you're able to tap into, Timothy. He said, Timothy, you're their only hope. And if Timothy, if you don't exemplify the glory of God, our youth in the middle school, our youth in elementary, our youth in high school, they'll continue to walk in darkness. But God has given you the light, Timothy. And while the light is shining, let the light of God burn. Telling Timothy in the text, you got to discipline yourself. Young people, you got to discipline yourself. It won't be easy trying to be an example while everyone else is participating in chaos. It won't be easy trying to let your light shine while everyone else is glorifying in darkness. But you got to understand this morning that God has a desire of using you right now. Don't wait until tomorrow. The time is now for God to come on the inside of you and flow through you. I remember years ago when my mom and my dad used to discipline us. It wasn't designed to break us. but it was designed to mold and shape us and to help develop critical thinking. It was designed to help us to think about our actions. And that's what God taught Timothy. You can choose your actions, but you can't choose the consequences that are connected to your actions. Lord, have mercy. So young people, that's a vital lesson in the text. You can choose your actions, but you can't choose the consequences that are connected to your actions. So in other words, you got to think through the process. You got to, amen, look way down the road before you decide to make that choice or before you decide to make that decision. Is there anybody in here this morning who can testify with Pastor White that the God that you serve, he would discipline you, not to break you, but to make you, not to upset you, but to help develop and cultivate your relationship with him? I know I'm not the only one who can testify this morning, because the Lord has disciplined you. Now you pray a little bit longer. Now you pray, amen, much now. Now you read God's word quite often. Now you can't wait this Sunday morning. Is there anybody in here this morning who can testify that when the Lord discipline you, God will give you peace, God will give you rest, and God will give you joy? In the midst of God discipline you, you still can have joy. That's why James said, count it all joy when the Lord is disciplining you. Don't get upset. Don't get mad. Because when the Lord is disciplining you, that's a sign he loves you. What kind of parent are you? Won't discipline your child? What kind of daddy are you? Won't discipline Junior when Junior has went astray? That's the same mindset that God has. Because I love you so much, I got to discipline you to put you back on course. Yes, and I'm glad about it this morning, because I was headed in the wrong direction, and because the Lord, he disciplined me, and I looked up and said, Lord, please forgive me of all my sins. And the Lord, he washed me, he made me, he hold me this snow. Say yes. So now Paul said, now after you are disciplined, he said, now this is what you got to do. He said, Timothy, he said, in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Point number three is determination. Concentration, plan, purpose. He's telling Timothy, you got to be determined to obey God. He said, Timothy, your life is a testimony. He said, in word, in conversation. The time is now to be an example in word, in conversation. So he said, now, Timothy, watch what you say. Because people are judging how you say it, where you say it, and when you say it. He's helping Timothy to display the power of God. He said, you got some naysayers who are going to be around you. And they're around you just to try to find something wrong with you. So he said, Timothy, watch what you say. Make sure you're having a healthy conversation. He said, not only in conversation, but in love. He said, just don't love folk who love you, Timothy. You got to love people who despitefully use you and abuse you. He said, whenever you go to church, and as an example, you got to love people who furnish the paint and paint your name on a billboard. You got to pray for people who are trying to undermine you and belittle you, Timothy. You got to understand, because of God is in you, you have the power and the ability of doing it right now. You got to be determined, Timothy. You can't give up on God, and you can't give up on the church. You got to continue on, Timothy. You got to learn how to take a licking and keep on ticking. You got to learn how to take lemonade and make lemonade out of it, Timothy. I thank God for the revelation this morning, because he's teaching us in the text how vital for us to stay on course with the things of God. You can't allow the sidebars to distract you this morning and pull you away from your purpose. The time is now for you to stay on course with the things of God. You have come too far to turn around now. You have walked in your faith. You have prayed long hours. You've been through many valleys. You have had some heartaches and some headaches. You have come too far to turn around now. Young people, I want to encourage you this morning to stay determined. You can make all A's. You can get on the A and B on a roll. You can get perfect attendance. You can do it, young people. You just got to be determined. While other young people are outside playing, you get in them books. Because I declare and decree this morning, the God that you serve, he may not come when you want him, but God is always on time. Yes, he's God that said hi this morning. You can go to him. Yes, he's a God that said what this morning. You can't go to him. God, that said love this morning. You can't go under him. Big mama said he's a God that can't hurry. So he may not come when you want him, but God is always on time. Yes, he's an on time God. He woke you up this morning. He clothed you and kept you in your right mind. Yes. He put food on the table, paid the rent one more time, paid the rent one more time. He's an all-time God. Yes, your husband woke up, your children woke up, your family woke up one more time. He's an all-time God. Can I testify this morning? The God that we serve, he's a good God. He's a wonderful God. He's been good to me. He picked me up. He turned me around and placed my feet on solid ground. I'm not bragging. I'm not boasting. I'm just testifying. Yes, the Lord, he's been good to me. Can I testify this morning? The Lord, he paid my mortgage one more time. He paid my car note one more time. He paid my insurance one more time. The Lord, he's been good to me. He woke my wife up. He woke my daughter up. He woke my son up. He woke my grandchildren up. He woke my son-in-law up. The Lord, he's been good to me. Can I testify? Can you testify? The Lord, he's been good to you. He woke you up this morning. Lord have mercy, I got the wrong church. I said, the Lord, he woke you up this morning. I still got the wrong church. I said, the Lord, he woke you up this morning. He clothed you and kept in your right mind. You're not bragging. You're not boasting. You just testifying. The Lord, he's been good to you. He paid your mortgage. He paid your rent. He paid your light bill, your car note, your insurance. One more time. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. He died for your sins and mine. He died so that all of us can live. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey,
Hey! I'm so glad that he didn't stay dead early Sunday morning. He got up with all power. Say yes. I know the Lord. He'll pick you up. I know the Lord. He'll put clapping in your hand, running in your feet. Say yes.
The time is now. The time is now. The time is now. Don't put it off. It's now. Perfect time. Paul telling Timothy, the time is now. It's now. No use in trying to delay. Don't wait. He said, let no man despise thy youth. Be an example. Love and have a healthy conversation. But you got to come to him. Timothy was 30 years old. And Paul talking about a youth. In the days of thy youth. Paul's 70 plus, getting ready to go see the Lord. Paul, like, let me pass this torch on. Young man, you got to carry this church. I don't pay the way. I don't done what I can do. Time for you to step up to the plate now. Make that decision. Come on and discipline yourself. And be determined. Come on, let us stand on the church this morning. If you're not saved and you want to come and you want to hear the voice of God like Timothy, it's your opportunity to come. Come. That's the right choice. Come. If you're not saved and you want to be saved, come. While the blood is running warm in your vein, the time is now. Come. You don't know what tomorrow holds, but we do know who holds tomorrow. Come. If you're not saved, it's your opportunity to come and give your life to Jesus. Come. Maybe you're saved and you want to come up for repentance. You want to come up for repentance? Jesus. Come to my left or your right. Maybe you want to come and you're saved, but you're searching for a church home. We give you an invitation to come and be a part of our church family. Come through Christian Experience. Come through Church Ladder. Come because the Lord is calling you to come. The time is now. Come on, I walk with you. You don't have to walk by yourself. That's the right choice. That's the right decision. You obey God's voice. Watch how the Lord bless you. Watch how God bless you and your family. Come on. Keep coming. Now encourage your neighbor with a clap. More will come. More will come. And just keep clapping. Keep clapping for him. Come. Here they come. Come on. I walk with you. You don't have to walk by yourself. Here they come. Come on, keep clapping. If you clap, the people will come. If you clap, the people will come. Come. If you clap, the people will come. I believe if you just clap a little harder, the people will come. If you encourage them with a clap, they will come. Come. Keep clapping while they're coming. Come. Near the cross. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our members at the altar this morning. Pray that thine, the Lord, will hear their cry. As they come, God, as a family, as they come, God, interceding on behalf of others. As they come, God, being an example. Pray, God, that I will strengthen them. Use them for your glory. Keep your anointing upon them. Cover them with your blood. In the name of Jesus. Now, God, we love you. We praise you. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, right now for this family. Be a fence all around them. Protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. We see your glory upon this family. Pour out your anointing and your power. Use him as a priest, a provider, and a protector of his family. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for them. Continue to smile upon them. We give the marriage to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, y'all. Let's give him another hand clap of praise. Bless you all. Love you all. Love you. Love you, family. Love you. Love you. Yeah. Love you. Love you.
Okay. Okay. Doxology, praise God for whom all blessings flow.
Praise God for whom all blessings flow.
For thine to touch his body, be with him in the name of Jesus. Now may the grace of God and sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, root, abide with the side of us from here to forevermore. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray, let every heart sing.